Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Houston Astros and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting second. The shortstop, Sonny Jackson. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Chuck Harrison. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Lee May. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Justy. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Dave Justy. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting second. The left fielder, Lee Thomas. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Byron Brown. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Hans. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Hans. And now, play ball. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackson moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from Hundley and he is out, Santo applying the tag. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans fires to first and picks off Wynn. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrison scoops it up and throws to first, with Justy covering, for the out. One out. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball four. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Cubs. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harrison moves to second. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 4-3, Astros. Dave Justy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hans fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-1 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromontieri fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Cubs 3. The Astros will come to bat. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Fergie Jenkins now pitching. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Wynn strikes out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Jackson moves to second. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Harrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Staub moves to second. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-1 in the game, with a single. May hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-1 in the game. Beckert hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Justy fields it and throws to first for the out. Thomas moves to second. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan misplays the ball. That's an error on Morgan. Thomas scores. Santo moves to second. It's Astros, 4, Cubs, 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Justy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Cubs 4. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromontieri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromontieri is 0-1 in the game. Aspromontini takes first base on ball 4. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bateman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aspromontini moves to second. Dave Justy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justy is 0-for-1 in the game. Justy bunts towards the mound. Jenkins juggles the ball. That's an error on Jenkins. Aspromontini scores. Bateman moves to third. It's 5-4, Astros. Bob Hendley now pitching. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bateman tags and scores. One out. It's 6-4, Astros. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Justy moves to second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wynn strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Staub hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Justy scores. Jackson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-4, Astros. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harrison hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackson scores. Staub moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-4, Astros. Dave Nicholson pinch hits for LeMay. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Staub scores. Harrison moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-4, Astros. Chuck Estraden now pitching. Bob Aspromontini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromontini is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Aspromontini hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hundley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 9, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Nicholson now playing left field. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hundley hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 9, and the Cubs 4. The Astros will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bateman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Justy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justy is 0-for-1 in the game. Justy takes first base on ball 4. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 9, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Estrada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estrada hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 2 in the game. Beckert hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrison scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thomas for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 9, and the Cubs 4. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a line drive into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Harrison hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brown, who is chasing the ball. Harrison reaches third base with a triple. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 9, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrison scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Santo hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-5, Astros. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 9, and the Cubs 5. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bateman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Justy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Justy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Justy moves to second. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Jackson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brown. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Justy scores. Morgan goes all the way around to score. It's 11-5, Astros. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brown. Wynn reaches second base with a double. Jackson scores. It's 12-5, Astros. Billy Heft now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Staub hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brown, who is chasing the ball. Staub reaches third base with a triple. Wynn scores. It's 13-5, Astros. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Harrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 13, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hundley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bateman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Morgan fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 3 in the game. Beckert hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 13, and the Cubs 5. The Astros will come to bat. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nicholson hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Aspromonte hits a line drive towards short. Kessinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Bateman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 13, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Thomas hits a line drive into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrison scoops it up and throws to first, with Justy covering, for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 13, and the Cubs 5. The Astros will come to bat. Dave Justy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Justy strikes out. One out. Bob Lillis pinch hits for Joe Morgan. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 13, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Lillis now playing second base. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lillis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-3 in the game. Hundley hits a line drive towards short. Jackson catches it and throws to first to double up Brown. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 13, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.